Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Really, really excited about these the radio podcast versions. We do TV on Wednesdays. On Fridays, we sometimes have a special guest, like tonight. We have one of the top recruits in the state, an offensive lineman who can play guard or tackle. I've seen him play. Actually, his O-line coach called me, too, and we were able to set up to get the show done tonight. And I want to introduce the young man from Tioga High School, Hayden Christman. Hayden, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I love promoting linemen because you guys don't always get the respect, right, of those running backs that you block for.
yes, sir.
I mean, I want to brag on your offense, and then I want to get your thoughts, Hayden, but your coach, Cook, Coach Kevin Cook, has done such an incredible job with coming up with a balanced spread offense, multiple. It seems like that it's been one of the best offenses in the state the past 5 years, and it looks like it's not slowing down anytime soon. Y'all got another good quarterback.
But, yes, sir.
But passing yards, it's crazy that I was counting it up. The last 5 years, Tioga's had like 13,000 passing yards and several thousand rushing yards. What do you think of that being a part of the program?
I mean, I love pass blocking. It's really fun to me. It's just knowing that we have a head coach that really likes to pass makes my life a lot easier.
And you know this. I've talked to Coach Cook in the past, but he's not only a coach, but he's also a very Christian man that also preaches too, right, Hayden?
Yes, sir. He instills a lot of religion in us and teaches us how to be more of a man in our society.
What do you think makes Tioga so different in the last 5 years, Hayden, being a part of the program? I mean, the staff, it seems like when y'all lose a coach, a coach from your staff will go be a head coach somewhere else.
Well, having the teams that we've had, we all stick together. We just basically are a big family through all these years. And all those people that left always come back and see us play in other games and talk to us. They always just stick around and help the younger guys out.
And I want to mention that Hayden is a tiny 6'6". I'm joking, 6'6". 285, lean and long. And I say lean. We're going to take a break when we come back. I want Hayden to talk about his track background. He's a great discus thrower, Coach told me. I'm going to let Hayden talk about it. But you're one of the best in the state doing that, Coach said. And then later in the show, we'll talk about some of the colleges you've talked to. I think you've done some visits with ULM and Tech, Louisiana Tech. LSU pretty soon and some other schools. But we'll be right back. We've got our guest, Hayden Christman from Tioga, 6'6", 285-pound, class of 223, offensive tackle or guard, one of the best in the state. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I am your host, Lee Brekeen, our guest, one of the top offensive linemen in the state of Louisiana. I always like getting these big guys on the show because, you know, if without O-line, you can't have an offense. You can't have a functioning offense, right, Hayden?
Yes, sir. I think O-line is one of the most important positions on the field.
Before we get into your track background, how important do you think those tight ends and H-backs are to that offensive line?
They're very important. They also help us block, especially when the offensive line is outnumbered. They're very important to the team and the offense.
Especially when they stack, what, 7 in a box?
Yes, sir.
And they say, trot. And when you get the best of them, you get that 80-yard run every now and then. Hayden, your discus background. Coach said you're one of the best in the state. Is that correct, throwing the discus?
Yes, sir. I didn't really start showing out in discus until last year, but this year I'm really going for a first and state. This year I'm throwing about in the 160s right now. I'm going for 170 by the end of the year.
That's not bad. What is the key to throwing a discus to you? What is the key to, like, improving that? And what's been the hardest part of learning how to throw the discus and track?
The hardest part about discus is the technique, and that's really the key, too, because it took me probably around 4 or 5 years to really learn this technique, especially with my dad as a coach. He's helped me out through all my years of track and football and all that.
Well, your dad was the O-line coach at one time at Tioga. I remember talking to him. And then your brother was a heck of a receiver, right, prior to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My brother is a good receiver. He went on and played at LCU, Louisiana Christian University.
He had, what, about 200 catches at Tioga?
I think so.
I mean, he was pretty good. I remember watching him play, man. He had hands of glue. I hope he's listening.
Yes, sir.
And he was pretty good, tall, not as tall as you, but tall kid. And your dad's tall, and I know that he's been a part of Tioga for a long time. And now he's not the O-line coach, but he's AD, right? AD of Tioga?
He's athletic director. He coaches, I think he's going to coach a running back this year, and he's head track coach.
Your dad's pretty busy.
Yes, very busy.
Very busy. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about Hayden Christman's recruiting. Some of the schools he's talked to, I know Louisiana Tech and ULM of Monroe. We will get those, ask him some questions about who he likes and a little bit more about Tioga. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Hayden Christman, offensive guard, tackle. Very versatile, 6'6", 285, lean and long, and very strong, and one of the top discus throwers in the state. Does over 170 feet, which is, that's great. I ran track. I ran 100 meters back in the day, and I watched those discus throwers and those shot putters.
Yes, sir.
Those guys are always by themselves at practice. You know how that works. And
of course.
We're running sprints, and you got these guys, like, what, 2 football fields away in their own little section throwing it. And you only meet them at the track meet, usually.
Yes, sir.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Very familiar. We're on the whole other side of they're all running the track, and we're a good 100 yards away from them throwing.
You got the javelin thrower on one side, shot putter on one side, and discus guy on the other side.
Yes, sir, of course.
Before we get back to talking to Hayden Christman, I'm going to ask him about his colleges. I want to thank some great sponsors, John Harvey Toyota in Bossier City, Shreveport. Be sure to support them. Gros Savon Lodge, the True Sportsman's Paradise, south of Lake Charles. Some great sponsors. Gage is a big sponsor of ours now. Thank you, Greg Wood. Medin's Collision Center. And Treads and Care Tire Center in central Louisiana off of Hooper Road. Appreciate your sponsorship, guys. Really couldn't do this without you. But Hayden, getting back to Hayden, I heard you went to Louisiana Tech. Tell everybody how the Tech experience was for you in Ruston.
Louisiana Tech is really fun, really nice facility. They really like the family aspect of that college. I love that about that college. It's just it was a really fun experience at that junior day.
Pretty campus, huh? Hilly, kind of hilly a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, sir.
How do you like the new coach at Tech?
I love them. They're really nice guys over there.
All right, turning to ULM, Terry Bowden, who I've had a chance to work with and meet in Monroe.
Yes,
what do you think of Terry Bowden? I heard they hired a local guy that came back in John Carr. I know John Carr's on the staff now from Monroe, but what did you think of ULM of Monroe and what they're building there?
They're getting a lot more guys out of high school. I like that about them. I go see them on this Saturday, actually, junior day.
Yeah, man.
And I can't wait for it.
Tell Terry and John I said hey, okay? Tell them Lieber Keen said hey. They work hard. They've got a heck of a weight room. When you see their weight room, you would be just blown away, man. They got one of the best weight rooms in the state.
Yes, sir. I've seen it before when I went to a camp a few years back.
Didn't it blow you away how big it is?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
They got a good turf field. You know, really, I like the campus. Pretty cool campus, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tech's got a little more hilly campus, but they're pretty much both really good camp, and everybody's close-knit at those two schools.
Yes, sir.
Is that important to you, Hayden, about going to a school that's not too big, not too small?
As long as my family gets to watch me, I love it.
Good answer. Mom and Dad's going to love this when they hear the show. especially Mama, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me who you like, Hayden. Chrisman's our guest here from Tioga, big offensive lineman, great player, 223 class. Who did you grow up liking? If you could give me a couple of colleges, Hayden, that was like your childhood teams.
I really love the in-state schools. I never hated any in-state schools. LSU has also been a big part of my life because I'm from central Louisiana, a lot of family down south, with a bunch of LSU fans down there.
Who would be another one? Yeah, who would be one more?
Yes, sir. I had a uncle. Both my uncles went. One went to play for track, and one went for football at McNeese.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's another big school that I really enjoyed watching over the years, too.
So, McNeese, the Cowboys, I mean, that's a good school.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of 1AA programs? I mean, like Southeastern's winning now. You know, they had the player of the year in 1AA last year, Cole Kelly, their quarterback. Nichols,
yes, sir.
Nichols went to the playoffs two of the last 3 years, Nichols State. And, you know, those are some great programs. What do you think of the Southland Conference? Are you going to maybe go, besides McNeese, you might go to some of the other schools too?
I think these little schools are going to start surprising people. They're starting to improve in their players and their facilities, and I don't see a problem with going to any of those type of schools either.
That's good, man. I'm glad you got an open mind like that because those are some good programs, and you know the NFL rosters really are more 1AA, D2, D3 than D1 when you add
yes,
them
sir.
Up. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to have more of Hayden Chrisman, the offensive guard tackle from Tioga, who's going to be a senior this coming year, 223, 6'6", 285, can run. I'm going to ask Hayden his 40 time. I think I already know it, but it's a good one for a big guy. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest is Hayden Chrisman from Tioga. Glad to have him on tonight. Don't mean to put you on the spot for the 40. I think 40s are not always a true indication of good feet for an O-lineman. But I think you have good feet. I really don't know your 40, but watching you play, Hayden, you have great feet, great hands, long. And look, I really mean this. I mean, I watch a lot of ball, and you're very lean for a guy 285, 6'6".
Yes, sir. So a lot of people tell me I carry the weight well.
Do colleges tell you, hey, we'll get you 310 easy?
They don't really talk about my weight, but I'm sure they're going to get me up there. I'm pretty sure they're going to get me up there.
I think you'll weigh 310 when you get to that Piccadilly food at these colleges every day. You'll have that little card to get in. Only players can get in.
Yes, sir. Actually, last year I weighed around 300 during the season.
I heard you lost some weight and even leaned up more.
Yeah, I grew a little bit taller, I guess. Just kind of shed off some of that baby fat.
Hayden, what do you think of going to these colleges? I know everybody eats good at home with mom, but what is it going to be like to have a card to go in a cafeteria that serves, like, great food three times a day, and you just – it's like a deli. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good, but it doesn't really compare to my mama's food.
She's going to love this show.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, LSU's got one. They got like, I think, five chefs full-time.
Something yes, sir.
Crazy like that. Speaking of football with Tioga, tell me, and I asked you this earlier, that you told me that the team you love to play is the rival Pineville High School.
Yes, sir. It's always a big rival around our area. It's been a wide rival for, I'd say, over 30, 40 years.
Wow.
Yes, sir. My dad used to coach there for about 10 years before he moved to Tioga.
So you have some ties there with your dad. That's neat.
Yes, sir.
Talk about your O-line coach, because your O-line coach called my editor, and then I talked to him, and I told him I knew who you were, and I was really glad he called me. But brag about your O-line coach. Tell everybody his name and brag about him, because he really cares about you and the guys on the team. And he was fired up when we told him you were going to come on, and I was fired up, tell you the truth. But talk about your O-line coach. Tell everybody his name and what you think of your O-line coach.
Yeah, Coach Book, Zachary Book. He's a very fun guy to be around, great role model. He coaches us hard. He's one of my favorite coaches I've had over the years. Man. And he really knows what he's doing, too.
And you know what, Hayden? He gets pumped up. He makes me fired up when I go play in a game, and I'm like 50-something
years old. Yes, sir. A few
old.
Of those shoulder bumps hurt.
Wow. Wow, man. So coach does a good bump after a celebration?
Yes, sir, of course.
What have you learned from Coach? Obviously, you've learned a lot between your dad and then Coach. But talk about the learning, because I know your dad was, you know, Coach Line, and then your current coach is a great line coach. But getting that coaching from your dad and him, that's been really good, right?
Yes, sir, of course. They've been great role models over the years. Coach Book coached me for about 3 years. So has my dad coached me my whole life. So they helped me a lot with my O-line play.
When did you start following sports, Hayden? I mean, your dad being a coach, is that something you followed ever since you could walk, maybe?
Probably. My dad's always been a big coach and a big football guy.
He's always brought you to, like, football games when you were little and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. He always brought me to, like, I've been to a bunch of LSU games, a bunch of Magnus games. I think I've been to a few Louisiana Tech games. Having him as a coach has really helped me a lot.
So who would your dad be a fan of college wise? Who did your dad root for when you were a kid?
Actually, he loves Alabama a lot.
Really?
Really? Honestly, because of Nick Saban. He's a big Nick Saban fan.
Okay.
He takes a lot of stuff from him.
So if Bama and LSU offered you, what do you think you'd do?
What do I think I'd do? I'd have to visit them schools. That's a hard decision, honestly.
That'd be a tough decision, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
We're going to be right back. Hayden, we're going to be back one more segment. Is that okay with you? One more?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
All right. We're going to have one more segment with Hayden Chrisman. What a great talent from Tioga High School. Offensive guard tackle. Going to be a senior this coming year to class of 223. And don't worry about those rankings. I think Hayden's going to be really, really okay in the end with several D1 offers. He's already got some offers now, D1. But we'll be back with more Hayden Chrisman from Tioga High School. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We've got Hayden Chrisman on, and I'm really glad, again, we got not only a Tioga kid on, but from Sinlaw, from Alexandria area. I love bringing these kids on because I want to ask you this, Hayden, but the competition and the talent in Alexandria, the metro area, is strong, and people don't realize that. I do because I've been going down there for many years, but between Pineville and Bunky, Tioga, Peabody, Holy Savior, Menard, you know, your school, I mean, there's so much talent. Bolton's got players. I mean, what's your opinion of that? Because a lot of people don't give the credit, you know, for that area. And I think there's a lot of good players that come out of there.
Yes, sir. I think a lot of people look past the Sinlaw area and doesn't look at them as athletes. When my dad coached a lot of great players out of the Sinlaw area, especially Cody Ford, who went to the Bills about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He's been a role model for me in the O-line play also.
Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I interviewed Cody when he was a senior, and we did a picture shoot in Alexandria. And when I met him, he was like superhuman. You know, he looked like he was ready for the NFL. And I'm like, LSU didn't offer him. LSU didn't offer him the whole time. And I'm like, what? And when he went to Oklahoma, his aunt lives in Baton Rouge, and he loved LSU. But, you know, that's just how that works sometimes. But he was an All-American in Oklahoma. And,
yes, sir.
And wasn't ranked high, and it really didn't matter because he was a great player. Like I said, now he's starting in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Cody was a great one. They had a guy named Kenny Mixon that came out of Pineville way back. He went to LSU, played for the Dolphins. You know, there's been some great ones. Obviously, Craig Nall at Alexandria High School. And
All
the great players there. DJ Chark plays with Jacksonville, if he's still there. All these guys are signing different teams every day. Last question I have for you, Hayden, is tell everybody what you need to work on and where do you think your strength is right now as an O-lineman?
Well, I'd say my strength would probably be my mentality of the game. If I'm going to the line of scrimmage, I always know to play. I know my playbook 100% of the time. Something I need to work on, probably staying low, getting to the linebackers, staying on blocks all the way through. That's just all things I'm very critical of myself. So I really focus on those types of things.
You pretty good at pulling? You working on pulling a little bit?
Yeah, we pulled a lot this past year. I would say I get around the corner really quick.
That's what caught my eye for you, Hayden. You could pull and then you were 300, but you could pull really, really flawlessly
either
side of the field. Now, that was impressive, and you got low.
Thank you, Kirby.
One more question for you. If I'm a college coach and I'm calling you, what would be the best pitch to you to be a seal the deal if it's a school that you might be interested in? I mean, what would be the right angle to talk to you about? You know, what do you want these colleges to really tell you? What are you looking for to commit to a school for 4 or 5 years?
I'm looking for great connections to coaches and tickets for my family to go watch some games.
Man, that's pretty good. That's not a big list. It's good. And finally, who is your favorite college player the last 10 years? Do you have somebody that you watched and just was like, that was your guy to watch in every game?
Cody Ford, 100%. I watched almost every single one of his games.
Man, he was good, huh, at Oklahoma. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, man, you did a good job. I mean, you're a pro. You going to go in broadcasting if you don't play in the pros?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah, look, we're going to end the show. Don't hang up. Don't hang up because I want to talk to you after the show. But I want to go ahead and end the show in closing. Everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. We're working on the 26th year. And guess what? Our guest is going to be in that preview magazine with a lot of other Tioga players, all 300 high schools, all 12 colleges. It'll be out late August, early September for all the parents to get. LAFootballMagazine.com. You can go to Twitter, LA Football Mag, if you want to keep up with our TV shows. Go to YouTube, or you can get it wherever you get your podcast, and we carry ours on Podbean, one word, Podbean. And or you can go like me if you want to follow me or have a question at, this is easy, my name, Lee Brekeen, if you want to follow me on Twitter. And I've just got Twitter like 3 weeks ago, first time. Isn't that crazy, Hayden?
Yes, sir. I've had it.
You probably had it for a long time.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to go. Like I said, I love, appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you on Monday. Monday's show, we have Willie Brooks, the head football coach from West Jefferson High School on the West Bank of New Orleans. Willie Brooks, who coached Eddie Lacy at one time, Hayden, and many others that came out of high school football back at Helen Cox High School. We'll see you on Monday. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.